And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
It's the podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Merry Christmas.
Now, if you're listening to last week's podcast, you go, oh, that's the same gold. No, the one last week was this.
Merry Christmas.
Slightly different.
The one this week is.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
There's a laugh on the end, and there's
a little inflection there. There's a little something going on.
Hey, thanks to our sponsor this week of the podcast.
Yep, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now, what you need to do is think O'Reilly Auto Parts whenever you have any kind of car care need. Something going on with your car? O'Reilly Auto Parts comes to mind, right? You can get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. And at the end of today's podcast, we have a really cool treat for you. It's about, a half an hour interview of Jason Aldean. In the studio with us a couple days ago, we talk a little Christmas, we talk a little life, the new album, new music,
new
et cetera,
house.
Et cetera. New house. Yeah, the house apparently is insane.
Apparently.
Yeah. Apparently. That kid's the best.
My first time on live TV.
The apparently kid is very much like the I like fried chicken kid.
Yeah, he is very similar.
They're both kids who sound like they should have mustaches. I don't know what it is about them.
I'm not
if
sure
you don't
what
know
that
what
even
we're
means,
talking about,
but okay.
No, like you know, you hear these kids talking. Are you gonna pull it up, Big D?
Dude, am
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Which one are you going to? The fried chicken kid?
No, I'm going to. I'll go to the apparently kid.
Yeah, you go. Okay, and I gotta find fried chicken.
Yeah.
I like fried chicken.
I'm out here at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I like chicken. Here we go. You internet, you're screwing me. Okay, here we go. And
stop. One second. What did you think about the ride?
It was great. Apparently, I've never been on live television before, but
somebody make it into a song.
I don't watch this. Watch the news.
Golly, why can't y'all just put the original?
I don't know,
I
don't man. It's the same thing like when you go back to try to find Iron Mike. It's all been redone, and it's just not the same.
Okay, is this a...
One second.
Oh, and that's in one channel.
It's fine.
It
Let
was
it go.
Great, and apparently I've never been on live television before, but...
I like fried chicken.
Same guy.
The news because I'm a kid, and apparently, Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Oh my gosh, after we watch the Powerball, is so
I like
great.
Fried chicken.
It's almost the same, it's like he's a little older.
I don't think so. I think the apparently kid is way better.
I don't just know, man. If you watch the whole thing of I Like Fried Chicken,
Fried Chicken Kid, man,
he got his free Chick-fil-A for a year, and he's like, yeah, you know, who doesn't like chicken? Yeah.
Yeah, I like fried chicken. That's why he says it. Chicken.
I like fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
Yes, we're the only ones laughing because we're the only ones who appreciate the artsy awesomeness of it. Oh, man. Dude, okay, so tell me if I'm out of place here. So, for years, as part of my Christmas lights, we've had those lit deer. You know, the two deer that you have in the yard. There's and what happens to them always?
They start to fornicate.
Yes. So it always happens. So what I did is 2 years ago, I took the deer and I actually put them out that way. So the kids didn't get the thrill of being the one, not my kids, but whatever neighborhood kids have been doing it for a long time. They didn't get the thrill of putting the deer together. And I put it out that way, and Stacy got mad at me, and it stayed up for about a week like that. And, you know, whatever. So this year, I was thinking about going after the show today because I saw it's an inflatable version of that.
Really?
It's like two deer, and they're all in the, it's an inflatable, but it's humongous and in full color. And I'm like, that is about the most redneckiest, gaudiest thing ever. And I kind of want it. And Stacy's like, that just is horrible. I hate when you do that.
Or
you go to that rival firehouse mm-hmm. and you steal your inflatable back and then give them the mating deer.
They brought their they brought it back the other day.
Oh, okay.
They came to let us, you know, because every once in a while we have to work the same fires together and stuff. So you have to know what's on each other's trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they came by to, you know, do some familiarization training. And when they did, they, you know, they knew we had food at our firehouse because mm-hmm. we have great, great, great neighborhoods that are just amazing. And they take care of us. And they came over for food and we said, look, you don't get any food until we get our Frosty back. And they brought him back.
Play hardball.
I like that, though. I like that.
So we got the snowman back, and they let us keep the unicorn that they put there.
It's a quid pro quo.
That's right.
Food for Frosty.
That's right.
Triple F.
Triple F. Food for Frosty.
Usually it's me that has the problem trying to say big words.
Yeah, you know what? I can't really talk.
I know quid pro quo. I know that means, you know, a little something. You give me something, I give you something. Mm-hmm. But why is that so bad?
It's bad. It's not bad. Unless
it's bad if it's
doing
illegal.
It illegally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know if, like, if it's under the table, then it's bad. Like our buddy who used to put on those concerts with like 15
bad.
Bands.
Yeah, that's illegal.
His was all bad.
Okay. Illegal.
Zoinks.
Yeah. Oh,
that gets you in trouble.
What's funny is in our business, we see people do illegal things all the time, and we don't. And then I always think to myself, they'll get caught one of these days.
And, realize, they never get caught?
Never do, man.
Just breaking them rules.
Nope.
All right.
Dude, I mean, if you can go and fire off an EAS test live on the radio and you
No, not live. No, don't. Yeah, okay. Finish your story, but that's not quite how that story goes.
Well, how was the story go?
It was replaying the audio of an EAS test.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. But, I mean, it was live. I mean, they did it. They played it. It was a recording that played on the air.
And that's not
you can't do
you
that.
Play
I mean,
with.
That's super. I mean,
it's federal law.
Yeah. And so anyway, get busted. And it should have been. What's the penalty per station that happens?
Oh,
on?
It's massive.
Like
it would have been
like $500,000.
Would have been 10 times what they paid.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. It should have been like a $10 million fine.
But they've never charged anybody a fine that big.
But iHeart agrees to. They get it down to $1 million and they pay for it. And the guy keeps his job. I mean,
of course.
It's insane.
You knew that's how it was going to go, though. You didn't think for a second that was going to go any differently.
No, because he's somebody's idea.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of thought it might.
No.
If it had been $5 million, yeah. Because he will never make that money back.
Well.
I don't think they're worried about it. They have an app that isn't making money yet, if I'm not mistaken. They've had an app that's been out there for a decade.
Of course, man. It's one of the most downloaded apps on the planet.
Is it making money now?
I don't know. It was so upside down. It was so upside down.
I'm being nice.
Many, several years ago. But
I'm not name dropping.
I don't know.
Y'all did.
By the way, this is our final podcast before we go on our Christmas break.
That bums me out, man.
And I'm excited about that. This
the dichotomy.
You guys do. What are y'all doing? I'm going to be in Arizona for a little bit.
If you go back to the very first podcast, Carson, this is before you were here. I've wanted to do podcasts. We would probably have an extra 100 episodes if it was up to me, because I wanted to do them for years. And you know, five, 6 years ago, finally, Big D's like, all right, let's go ahead and try it.
I mean, we are still far in front of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, most podcasts don't last, and the ones that do, they have like, 50 episodes? We have like 5,000 episodes.
No, we've got
300,
closing
200.
249.
Oh, it's 200 and something.
Do you even do your podcast anymore, Patrick?
I haven't done one in a while.
Yeah,
I'm going to start it up again.
You'll stop.
No, I'm going to start it up again in January.
It's like a diet.
Your contractual obligation?
What?
In their contractual
obligation. Yeah, we were contracted to do 40 of them.
Yeah,
I think Tracy and I have maybe hit 30, and like 5 of them I still haven't even posted.
Yeah, Carson's up to like 25. I did over 30.
Yeah, that's the thing with podcasts. Everyone gets excited.
It's hard to stay motivated because, you know, the numbers are never as high as you want to be.
Nobody listens.
Yeah, you're not making a whole lot of money on them if you make anything on them. I mean,
the last number I saw was there were almost 800,000 podcasts, which is double the amount from just a year and a half ago. So in the last year and a half, the number of podcast has increased 100%. The number of people listening to podcasts on a weekly basis has increased 5%.
Yeah.
So there's two, and here's my favorite stat. There's 800,000 podcasts. There's like one podcast for every 500 people in the United States.
Wow.
That's total podcast.
That's crazy, man.
You know what's awful too?
Episodes, there's more than one episode of a podcast for every person in the country.
The thing with podcasting too, because it's so accessible for people to mm-hmm. try to start one up. I remember 10 years ago, the compliment, this is like a girl thing, like, oh my God, you're so random, you need a reality show. Mm-hmm. And like, nobody's just going to like give you a reality show. Now it's like, oh my God, you need a podcast. And then that girl's like, oh my God, I'll totally do a podcast.
Yeah,
and it lasts an episode and a half. And yeah. That's why there's 800,000.
But there's just so many podcasts for
as David Lee Roth told us one time. David Lee Roth from Van Halen was arguably one of the greatest frontmen mm-hmm. of all time in rock and roll. David Lee Roth went and did radio. He followed up Howard Stern, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Yeah, I can do this," because he was always a great guest,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he had all these great stories. So he went in, and God, I wish we had that interview. We'd put that on here too. He said,
"He didn't say this on the air." I don't think.
Oh, that's true. This was after we hung out for a long time.
He went in, and on his first day, he slaughtered it.
Like
it was
amazing
the best
show,
radio show anyone had ever heard.
The second day was amazing. Also, third day was good. Fourth day was good. The fifth day was. And he said, "You know what was interesting is I used up all my great stories."
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't even get through the entire week, and I had run out. He said, and then I started telling the same stories over again. And you can't be that guy. He's in the same thing with, what's his name? Comedian, Kevin Hart. Kevin says it all the time. He's like, man, I take a year to a year and a half to work up an hour special.
Yep.
He's like, I work on every little word. There's no accidents in there. Everything is so perfectly orchestrated. He's like, I don't know how you guys do this.
It's the biggest insult when people tell you, like, I think I could totally do your job. And then it's the biggest compliment when you have people who try to do it and they go, whoa, you have to do something new every day. This isn't TV where mm-hmm. you do 23 episodes and you're done. This isn't a movie where you get 6 months to film one product.
That's why so many radio shows do benchmark bits where they build in the same thing that they do every single day.
Or they buy bits.
You
do have that. Like, you have comedians who do, they'll buy jokes. Well, same thing with, the War of the Roses and all those kind of things where they're like.
Phone taps.
Yeah, a lot of those, they buy them and it's, it's fake.
We had a guy on a station that I used to be the program director of, and he had pulled one of those pre-made bit things, and mm-hmm. I had never heard it before. And I was like, I was really impressed the first time I listened to him. I'm like, wow, you're going in, and who is this chick? You've got voicing it. And he's like, oh no, so I just get it off the internet. And I was like, wait a minute, you are spending 5 minutes downloading somebody else's stuff and playing it every day? And I was livid.
There's a lot of people who do that.
Yeah,
I know.
And I was not. He hated me after day two, so it was fine. That was a good working relationship.
Good job.
How long did that last?
Well, I got fired, so kudos to him. He wins. Oh, wait, except I'm here. So
there was a guy, and I'm not going to name who this was, but he was a radio guy, and I came in, and we were doing something. He goes, it was you and I, D. We came in, and we were doing afternoons at that station for a brief 8-year run, and he goes, yeah, hi, nice to meet you, okay, and he kind of blew us off, and we're like, well, you know, he goes, well, I've just seen a lot of people come and go. And he said, basically saying, yeah, you're the flavor of the day and you won't be here. And he lightened up over the years, you know.
He was gone before we were.
Yeah, he left before us.
Wow.
But he basically was saying, I was here before you, I'll be here after you.
Wow, that's still not a nice way to start a working relationship.
But he's a great guy. Hey Patrick, do you want me to tell them the news to Bubba, or do you want me?
Some news?
I'll just tell them. Looks like our insurance is going to go up.
Oh no!
I don't know why you're saying oh no. We pay for your insurance.
I said.
Oh, that's right.
I said.
Oh yeah.
No.
Thanks. Hey.
Yeah.
Man. This is something a lot of people are going through right now. Especially small businesses.
Like, how much are we going to have to pay? How much more are we going to have to pay now?
It's a lot. I don't know if I want to talk about money on the podcast.
How about percentages?
I can't give you a percentage. I don't, because I don't know exactly what it is right now.
Here, I'll
it's a lot.
A piece of paper and
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I will tell you, a friend of mine who's also in radio, he called me 2 weeks ago.
So do we need to cancel those Christmas bonuses?
No.
Okay.
My friend's insurance will almost double next year, and he works. He doesn't make much as it is. And he says the amount of chunk that's being taken out of his paycheck, he goes, I don't even know if it's worth it for me to work anymore.
Well, that's why syndicated radio is wonderful for radio stations, because they could pick up our show and they don't have to have, you know, four people on insurance.
It's got to be the most uncomfortable podcast we've ever done.
No, I'm just saying.
The entire thing.
Why is it uncomfortable?
It's the truth. It just is.
Why is it uncomfortable to you?
Is this per person?
No.
Or you could hire people like us, and then you could pay the people that are still there more money.
That is a lot of money.
Okay.
But I thought you were going to say per person. If you were going to say per person, I was going to stop the podcast and go out and get a second job.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not, that's for the company?
Yeah. That's a lot. But it's
it's
spread out over the year.
That's not, it's not as bad as I thought. But she should still keep looking.
The problem is we have a very good insurance policy, but if we get a cheaper one, then it's going to cost you more out of pocket after taxes. So
yeah, I would rather
you end up losing money in the long run.
Yeah,
so
that's something that
the conversation we probably need to have while we're not live on a podcast.
I mean, nobody's listening.
That is true. That's comforting, man.
What's funny is we have a lot of people who are huge fans of the podcast. That's the reason we do the podcast, is because those of you who like the show,
we do the podcast because you want to do the podcast.
We do the podcast because you want to do the podcast. That's the reason I do.
So if I ever said I'm tired of it and I'm done, you guys are done.
Oh my God, D would throw a party.
Yeah, I think
D would leave, but he'd smile.
And probably smoke us a brisket too.
You don't want to stay here later every Friday and not leave to go do whatever you had planned to do.
I mean, it's just I don't mind doing them once we start doing them. But if you were like, I don't want to do anymore, I'd be like, okay,
yeah,
wow, that's crazy.
I mean, this isn't my idea anyway. This was your idea.
Yeah, it was, and I'll take the blame for that. I always thought that,
but because it's your idea, we were in it.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that y'all would.
It's not. I don't hate it. I mean, it's good.
I mean, how horrible is this? We're on the podcast, and you're saying you don't want to do the podcast.
No.
People already stopped listening after the insurance talk. It's fine.
I'm really sure. No one's gotten this far.
I will say that this gives people another view of us and the show. I have a friend of mine who listens, but he doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
So he doesn't
know. There are a lot of guys who don't get to listen to the show. A lot of ladies, a lot of people who don't get to listen to the show. This is their only way to hear it. And this is a really poor representation of the radio show, because this has ramblings.
No direction.
We literally, hit the jingle. We don't know what we're going to talk about.
You know what I do like about it, though?
It's been that way for 200-something episodes.
When you guys hired me, and it was still going to be a couple of months until I actually got to start working with you, and honestly, until I got to meet you, I went and I binged the podcast, and I felt like I got to know you. And so I think people who maybe have just started finding Big D and Bubba, if they're like, oh, sure, I'll put on a podcast while I'm driving home for Christmas. It's a good thing. They get to know you better.
And these are great for road trips. Mm-hmm. You know, as you're getting ready for Christmas. I can't believe this is our last one before Christmas.
Oh, also, have you listened to the Epstein podcast? Sorry.
No.
You need to listen to the Jeffrey Epstein podcast, Devil in the Darkness. Oh, that is some great. I mean, it's some really fun driving for Christmas.
Does it dive into all the Q stuff?
Oh, it's so great.
Okay.
Yeah, like.
By the way, if you know anybody who's into the QAnon phenom, let them know that Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet, and we have 17 gear. Not even related to that, but the numbers are the same. So if you know somebody who's into that, you can get them the 17 gear hat at BigDandBubba.com, and then you could tell them that it's a code. And they'll be like, oh, okay, cool.
I never knew Q was the 17th letter. No. I just counted on my fingers.
It is.
I don't know why.
So for those people who are just really, you're going into election year. You got people who are just crazy about it. This is a great way to sell our stuff.
Well, you know, the reason I have to figure out the correspondence between letters and numbers is for ticket rows. So when you're trying to buy concert tickets and they're like, you're in row R. Yeah. And I'm like, how far back is that? Yeah. And that's why I'm like,
14, 15 rows?
Yeah, anything past about row L, I don't want it.
You know what I
toss
hate when they do AAA, AA,
yes.
A? Because then you're like, well, I don't know the arena sometimes. No. And you got to go, where's AAA?
That's why I go for seat maps. Oh, I do. I am like Sherlock Holmes of arenas. And I know exactly where we're going to be sitting. I even look up seat numbers. Well, you say seat one, but is that closer to the stage or does that start way back from the stage? Yeah.
I don't buy concert tickets. You know why? Because I never use them.
Mm. Yeah, no kidding.
It's the worst.
You have no idea how many times Bubba has bought tickets to a concert.
I love concerts. I love going. I love concerts and I love going. But when it comes down to, like, I get very excited. There is a show that I have bought tickets to for the past 2 or 3 years. And every year I plan on going to the show because it's like this pop punk kind of show that comes around once a year. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be the best one yet. This is great. I have a playlist I listen to that gets me stoked for it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then when it comes time, the day of, when I wake up and I'm like, okay, today's the day. I'm really not in the mood. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to have to drive and go park and fight with all this and that. And I don't want the crowds. And
he's not kidding. What?
Do you also enjoy just setting money on fire?
Apparently,
I mean, that is. Do you put them on StubHub? Do you try to resell them?
No.
No.
Oh.
No, because I hold off and I'm like, well, maybe I'll change my mind. And then as the day goes on, I waffle a little bit.
You know what you can do next time? Be like, Carson, I want to go to the show. Here's cash. Buy me tickets for it. And then what I'll do is not buy you the tickets, put the cash in my pocket. And then when you come to me and you're like, oh, I'm not going to go to the show, I'll be like, oh, that's a shame. I bought you the tickets. And then I'll go shopping. I'm still going to keep your money.
I don't know. D, you don't go to shows ever, do you?
Oh, my gosh, no.
No, but he doesn't buy tickets either.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I remember I went to one of the few shows I went to. Like, I actually purchased tickets. I bought Queensryche tickets once.
Mm-hmm.
And I also bought James Taylor tickets. And I bought Simon and Garfunkel. And at about nine,
you sound like you grew up
75 years old.
Yeah, I was about to say, you sound like you grew up in the Vietnam era.
At about 9 o'clock during the Simon and Garfunkel show, I was there with my beautiful wife, and we're listening to Bridge Over Troubled Waters, and I'm really into it. Can't believe they're together and they're doing a tour. 9 o'clock hits, and you know how it is with us. My natural body clock, man, I'm in bed by nine.
Yeah.
And 9 o'clock, I'm like, I hate, you know, when you're really tired and you're fighting it, and you just get miserable and you're kind of angry.
That happened to me at a Vince Gill show.
You get short.
And I'm like, you ready to go? She's like, I mean, what? They haven't done this song, this song, this song. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, the traffic's going to be really bad.
Oh, gosh.
If we don't get out now. She's like, okay, how about two more songs?
Did she cut a deal? Like, if they play this one, we can leave?
No. She's like, okay, how about two more songs? I'm like, okay, that's fine. I was such a turd ball that she was like, okay, let's just go now after one song.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm like, what do you mean?
I'm just terrible.
Pouted?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just a baby.
So I take it you don't want to go see Jeff Tate with me in a couple months.
No.
I didn't think so. I'm probably
like
not going to go see Jeff Tate in a couple months. Because, you know, he won't go on until 9:30, and it's a school night.
And the thing is, I saw Operation Mindcrime, and I loved it, but I saw it at the Ryman.
That's. Yeah, I was at that show, too. We didn't know each other then.
No.
But we were both there.
And, it was cool, man. Yeah. The all those theatrics they did on it, but
yeah. But yeah.
I don't like yeah. Again, 9 o'clock hit. And I was with my bud, yeah. Jeremy, and I was like, man. Hey man, you how long you wanna stay? Huh? Like, that's a dumb question. What do you mean? I wanna stay till it's over is what everyone answers. I'm like, how long do you wanna stay with this? Why you want to bounce? Yeah, I think I'm going to get on down the road. Maybe I am 75.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, I don't know. Look, we were in the jaded radio people section last night at the Luke Combs concert, and it's 100% sold out, and people are losing their minds. And maybe four songs into Luke's set, half the people in our section are gone. Because I
lasted six songs.
Radio people are the worst, though. Like, people in the radio industry and whatnot, they're the worst because they expect free tickets. That's number one. They all expect, or give me this, and I want meet and greet so I can go take my photo.
Oh, my gosh, right.
And then they don't stay for the show. It's like, why don't you just come, show up for the meet and greet, and leave with no tickets? That would be better.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's wrong with them asking to get free tickets?
Well, if they don't stay for the show, they're taking money out of Luke Combs' pocket.
If it wasn't for radio, Luke Combs wouldn't be selling sold-out shows.
That is true.
So, you know,
yeah, there's yeah. A little,
I think you can get free tickets for one show.
I'm just saying you should stay for, like, at least six or seven songs. Like, some of these people were gone.
I was there a good half hour.
Yeah. Some of these people, like, Carson was not one of the ones I'm talking about.
You blew out early?
When Carson left, there were already a dozen people who left.
So, I'm actually the queen of, as much as you know, like, I love concerts. When we go to stuff like for our jobs, sometimes you sit next to people and you're like, ugh, I don't like this person. And I see you like 16 times in a month anyway. And so I'm the queen of like three songs, take pictures and bounce. Because also I don't want to fight traffic after. Yep. That's where I turn into Big D. And I go, I'm not here to, if the show ends at 11, well, then you've got thousands of people spilling out who are all trying to be getting out and you won't get home till 1 a.m. and nope. Oh. We get up early. No.
I don't stay till the very end unless it's something I'm just really obsessed with.
If I make the effort to go out, I'm out. And that's it. I might be out for after parties. I mean, that's just, if I get out and I actually go to the show, I'm there for the whole thing. I'm not going to leave early. And I will stay and do whatever, you know. Oh, yeah, so-and-so's going to be. Like, I saw Prince one time. And Prince played, and then when it was done, he did an after show at a skate park.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm like,
cool.
Done.
Well, I mean, don't get it twisted, because I'm going to see what's left of the Monkees in a few months, and they're doing an after party, and yes, I will be at all of it. But I'll also be the youngest person, so it's going to be over by about 7:45.
Man, that's my kind of show. Concerts. Sometimes we go to shows that start at 6 o'clock and they're over by 7:30.
Oh, so great.
That's my favorite.
So great.
What's the demographic of a Monkee show?
Oddly enough, there are a number of people my age who grew up with them on MTV.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then you get the weird hipsters that are wearing like PBR t-shirts because they think it's ironic to go see a Monkees concert. But then you have like, not quite the Elvis show I was at the other night with the 80-year-olds.
Yeah, it's like 70-year-olds.
But you definitely do have 70-year-olds, for sure.
Yeah.
And you know what's good? They sit. Because they don't want to be up and dancing. They're going to bring
it
in.
I like that.
Listen.
That's the best.
Yeah. So I can sing along and bounce on my seat, but I'm sitting.
That's great.
Great. So good.
I went to a show. I went to see Jameson played at Old Red in downtown Nashville, and it started at 6. And it was over at 6:30, and I was so happy.
How
I'm like,
great
that was, so
was
great.
That?
Oh, my gosh. A couple of free drinks. We go, and we watch him do his show. It was awesome. And at 6:30, I'm like, all right, now we can go to dinner. And
like, I'm home for primetime TV.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask about Jameson, because he opened up for Luke, right?
Yes.
And was it awesome?
I took a picture and like posted a video on my Instagram story. It was so weird. I'm in the Bridgestone Arena. There's 17,000 people for this sold-out Luke Combs show, and Jameson is on stage singing.
Jameson Rogers.
Jameson, our buddy, who used to come in here once every 2 weeks and sing a new song for us.
Yeah.
And
he didn't have a record deal and all that kind of stuff.
It was really weird.
Dude, we've had a pretty good run of all that, haven't we?
What's that?
So we've had a pretty good run of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
McGuire hadn't broken up, I think, you know. But we're 2 for 2.
Yeah, they were taking off. They got a record deal. I still, man, that whole thing about their breakup stinks.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it.
I still
it.
Don't know the whole story, but there's something there.
Really?
Some story, I don't know. I'm going to stop talking now. We've said enough stuff in this podcast to get me into trouble. I'm going to stop now.
Okay. All right. Well,
I guess Merry Christmas to you
Merry
and
Christmas.
Yours. You know, if there's anything I think one day we should do a question and answer podcast where we have people just go online and put questions for us. And then we do just sit down and we just do answers and be kind of like a little thing. And we just.
What's your favorite color of carpet?
No, you know what I mean. Like, people have questions they want to know.
I don't think they do, man. I always think about that. When people do like questions, like, hey, let me know if you got any questions. And I'm like, Man, I really like you.
Okay.
But I can't think of one question I really
want
to ask you.
My son had a YouTube channel when he was 10. And he would do, hey, if you got any questions, the next video is going to be a Q&A. So leave your things, hit me up, hit the subscribe, pound it, whatever their little lingo is.
My gosh.
And then it was done. Dude, he would have the comment section would be full of kids asking questions. It's the same kind of thing. If we were to do that, we were to say, hey, if you got any questions.
I bet they were awesome questions, don't you think, D? bet it was super intuitive, really interesting.
My question is, why do you look so stupid?
Yeah. My question is, where's your mom? I heard she was hot. Like,
that's not the stuff they would ask. But it's, okay. Whatever it was whatever was relevant to a 10-year-old. And, you know, it was cool. So I thought that, I think that would be kind of a fun one. Because we've never done a podcast that's just a Q&A where we kind of, you know, somebody throws a question out there.
Yeah,
we
know how it works, yeah.
Some days. It's almost the very last episode of the podcast. I mean, we are getting so
great.
Close.
I'm kidding. No.
Oh, are you?
Seriously, you just said Q&A, you started explaining what it is.
I know. I did. You know why? Because I caught the disease.
The disease
is out there. You know how we have people that call into the show and they go, hey, my opinion is blah, 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 blah.
And then they repeat themselves.
And you go, okay, well, cool. That's a good idea. Thanks. And they go, yeah, so what I think is blah, 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 blah.
And they say the same exact thing.
Yeah, you just said that. Oh, yeah, I know. But what I really mean is like blah, blah, blah. And they'll say it two or three times. And you're like, oh, my gosh, man.
Do you guys think that is something just on our show? Do people do that?
I think it's in people in general.
It's a people thing.
And we're very attuned to it because we're worried. We actually care what people say. We care what we say. And we're paying attention to everything. I mean, how many times do you have a conversation with someone and they come back and ask the exact same question you just asked? Oh, I've done that to you. Patrick did it to you the other day. But seriously, we're always trying to pay attention to what the little things in the conversation are. And I just think most people aren't as tuned in anymore because we're so distracted.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, you know, we're like...
I guess I just don't notice it out in the wild as much.
Because you're not worried about time either.
Yeah.
Like when we're in here, we know that, okay, we got a stop set, like which is what we call a break. We have a break coming up in a minute.
I don't know what that means either.
A break is like when you stop for commercials.
Yeah.
We got a break coming up, and we got to fit this in, and we have to get two more songs in before this hour's done, and all the dumb radio rules that we have to live by. And it's like, you know, we're working this all out. We work all this out in our brains while we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's the weirdest thing. Like,
I guess so. This is like a more laboratory setting.
Yeah. So we notice what we're saying. We're like, okay, well, look, I'm pressed for time because I got these things coming up. So we need to cut this off. Don't say what you're going to say four or five times.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a good one and hope you travel safe.
Well, Patrick's daughter just walked in. You want to say Merry Christmas to everyone?
Say Merry Christmas. Nope.
Evangeline.
Hello. You want to say hi?
Say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Oh, no.
Huh? Okay. I was really excited to hear you say something.
Yeah, no, she's not much of a talker.
Bye. See you later. She is out the door.
There she is. Thanks to O'Reilly Auto Parts, our sponsor for the podcast today.
Can we add, like, every other podcast who the people that aren't, you know, most podcasts, like we said, aren't making a lot of money and things like that? What do? They hawk all their stuff. Why don't we start doing that? We go, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And then we do a whole thing where we're like, and don't forget, if you want some swag, make sure you go to bigdandbubba.com, click on store. Christmas is coming up. My baby needs new shoes.
Anybody listening to this doesn't already know we're selling Big D and Bubba and 17 gear?
I mean, they might not. I get that.
I think the people who listen to the podcast are probably very aware of it.
I think the people who listen to the podcast probably own something.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
17 gear is, it's cool, man.
I got my 17 hat on right
it
now.
It looks so good. I love that. That 17 mug looks, it looks good.
Yeah. I like everything. I'm drinking.
You know what surprises me?
I wish we were on video today. I look like an advertisement. I got the 17 gear hat. I got the 17 mug. All I have to do is go over there and grab my shirt.
I'll tell you what surprises me is that the black 17 hat has outsold the faded blue one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. With the patch. I thought that one was so much cooler.
They both look good.
They both look good, but I think maybe because the black hat was available first, so people, maybe that's why more people bought that one.
I wear the black one, I'd probably say 90% of the time. Compare, like if you're saying.
But it looks good on you. But like,
I can't
you
know, wear a flat bill.
I wear it. Well, it's not a true flat bill. It's a trucker hat, but it's got its thing.
It's pretty flat, man.
It's not as. No, it's not an actual flat
I just think
bill.
It looks so good. More, you know, you wear a black shirt, you get the black hat, it just looks hot.
It's not as low profile as the other one.
I like it.
I wouldn't mind getting a black low profile.
Do we have any of those?
No.
No,
we only have two.
No, I'm saying, do they have any of those?
Oh, yeah, they do.
I don't think they, yeah, and I think that was the thing, is we said, let's not go with two black hats.
Well, yeah, because right now we've got like hundreds of hats sitting in storage.
Yeah, we
got
to sell these first.
Yeah. So here's the deal. If you want the black hats, go ahead and buy the other hats now. Yeah, I think that would be cool to do. But anyway, yeah, so if you want, bigdandbubba.com, click on store, or you can go to the direct link that Patrick is always shouting in the background of the radio show.
Because he doesn't know it.
Just no, it's shop.bigdandbubba.com. No, but of course I know it.
Also, we can get your candles. Then we can have new plastic cups with the 17 logo on them.
There's lots of good stuff.
Lots of fun.
Have a great Christmas. Jason Aldean is coming up next.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. Because you can listen to the regular show on the radio
every day.
Every day. It was the podcast.
Jason Aldean is joining us in the studio. He's got a new album out that is available. It's now. It's out now.
Yeah, man. Finally.
But finally here.
I'm excited.
So this has got We Back on it.
Yeah.
Bubba's pulling up some of the songs. Camouflage Hat, I haven't heard it, but I'm sure that's one I'm going to love. Just seems like a me song.
Absolutely.
Camouflage Hats.
Hey, man, There's nothing hotter than a girl and wearing her man's hat. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought it. Okay, I didn't know that's what it was. <doing. laughs>
I thought it was, is that what it's about?
I thought it was a love song to camouflage hats. I didn't know.
Well, take it how you want to.
A country song spinning on a CD. Small town looking for a good time. Raise a little hell and a drink at the county line. Muddy boots. Muddy ties, wrap your baby in your jacket by the fire. Yeah, the girls round here, they got it bad. But good old boys in a camouflage hat.
Yeah. That'd be huge.
You know.
I wonder what the hottest thing, though, is a girl. Is it, you guys think it's hotter, Carson?
Oh.
Cover your ears. Oh. Is it hotter for a girl in a Jeep or a truck, like a work truck? Or like a lifted truck, like a overdone size truck.
I used to say Jeeps, but I'm going to go a work truck since you threw it in there.
Okay.
I'm going to go with an Escalade because that's what my wife drives.
Oh, see, that's smart a smart man. Answer.
Just
do you
beat.
Guys know?
But we have a Jeep, too, and it's pretty hot when she drives a Jeep, I will say.
Does
that.
She put her hair through the little hat
she
back?
She doesn't wear baseball caps that much. She has before. I got her a Braves. You know, fitted Braves hat,
yeah.
And she's worn like the flat bill, which I thought was pretty hot. But
in those glasses are like mirror, like oversized,
covers half the face.
Oh yeah, she's got those too.
Patrick, so. What do you?
I'm not a fan of the oversized glasses.
I kind of like them. Kind of old school throwback.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Maybe I'm getting older, but there was a time in my life where there was nothing hotter than a girl in a pickup truck. But now I'm like...
It was called high school.
Yeah, exactly. There was something of it. Where I went to high school, man, those were the girls that we, you know, had the crushes on. The ones that drove pickup trucks.
Yeah. Do you ever talk
to... It was their dad's truck.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a lot of people like who reach out to you from high school and just going, hey, man, do you remember me, blah, blah, blah?
No, they don't have my number.
But I mean, do they reach out to you on social media and you happen to see it?
You know, not a ton. I mean, I have my, you know, kind of my... little group of friends that I still keep in touch with from high school and things like that. And, you know, I went to school. My school was really small. So I think my graduating class, I might have had 40.
Oh, wow.
You know, so there wasn't a lot of us in there. So you kind of knew everybody, you know. I've had a few, like, show up to meet and greets and shows and stuff in the past. And it's always cool to catch up. I mean, it was such a small school. We all knew each other really well.
Yeah. Have you done, like, reunions or anything?
We had a 20-year reunion. And I was on the road, man, so I didn't get to go. But
Did you reach out to anybody? Because what happens is if you're busy and you can't go, they view you as, oh, he's too big to come home.
No, we didn't have a 5 or a 10 or a 15. It was like a 20, you know? Right. It was like all of a sudden we had a 20-year reunion.
I know what you're talking about, because we had our 20-year reunion for my high school, and I was fat, so I didn't go either.
Well, I had, you know, our shows, our tours booked like a year in advance. So, you know, clearly it's going to be on a Saturday or something.
Right.
And we're playing. I mean, we had shows, and I couldn't go and clearly couldn't say, hey, guys, I got to cancel a show because I got a
And they're always at a bar
reunion.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's always, it might as well just go home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Because it's the same thing.
Yeah. So I would have loved to have gone. It would have been great to go and see everybody.
Have you gone to one of Britney's? Has she gone?
She had one a few years ago as well. And I think her maybe 15 years or something, but I was out of town. She went to it, and a friend of hers went, and I was out of town. I was going to go with her, but we had shows.
Must be nice.
That's a good excuse.
So busy.
That's a great excuse.
Wish I could go, but there's
– really, oh, man.
Trust me, I would love to go to hers and start asking questions. So what was she really like?
You don't want to know that. Jason Aldean's new album is out, and it's called 9, and We Back is on there. This is it's hard to believe it's your 9th studio album.
Yeah, man.
Is that why you put We Back as the single? Because it's cut 9 on the CD?
No. I think.
Did you realize that?
No. I didn't until you just said that.
The 9th song on the CD, 9, is the first single for the album.
I mean, yes, we did that intentionally.
Of course.
All right.
No, it's crazy, man. You know, I mean, I was talking about this earlier today, but I remember George Strait had an album called Number 7. And I remember thinking that was. I was like, man, that's cool. And my baseball number was always 9. That was my number growing up. And I just remember thinking, man, if I ever get to cut 9 albums, maybe I'll call it Number 9, you know? And,
yeah.
And it just seemed like such a long ways down the road. And then all of a sudden, man, you look up and we're cutting the 9th album, you know? And so that's kind of where it all came from. But, you know, I was going to call it Number 9. And then I figured now everybody sees the number sign as a hashtag.
A hashtag 9,
so,
yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Which would have been cool.
It would have been great. It would be trending or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. It would have been.
But no, we just called it 9, and it's just kind of, you know, like I said, man, it's just always kind of been I was a big baseball player growing up.
I'm glad to hear it has that behind it and not just, when we ran out of ideas, so we just said, what album is this? And just went with that.
There's a song in there called Champagne Town. I was like, man, we could call it Champagne Town. The last album is Rearview Town, so maybe we'll just stick with the town theme. Yeah.
Hey, what is the dumbest thing that Britney has wanted to do in the new house as far as an addition? Like, hey, why don't we add this to the new house that you vetoed? Is there anything
that I vetoed? Well, you know, if you're a smart husband, you never veto.
You don't veto.
Right.
Or try and say, maybe we shouldn't do that.
She wants we're putting a wine room in the house,
uh-huh.
You know, which I don't drink wine. So to me, that's kind of like a waste of time. But
you don't drink wine?
Yeah, I know. I don't drink wine.
So what's wine?
Wine makes me thirsty. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know.
It does. It dehydrates you.
It makes me super, yeah. Well, so does, you know, tequila, yeah. But I like tequila.
I mean, I drink whiskey and I'll drink beer, but when I drink what they say is good wine, it always tastes like something's wrong with it.
It gives me
a
headache.
I'm not sure this is supposed to taste like that.
That's how
it gives me a really bad headache, man.
I think champagne's useless.
Yeah. I can drink like a, you know, like if somebody wants to do a toast, I'll drink like a one
Happy New Year,
like just a little bit. Yeah. But
so, is it a room that's like, is it a big room?
It's like off our living room. It's like a glass room that's like you can kind of see through the room, and it's got like, you know, wine,
like all the bottles.
Yeah, it's like for looks too, but you know,
you don't go in there and drink wine. You just kind of go there and get the wine.
You just go in there and grab it. Yeah, but it, you know, I think we're gonna have it where we got
the
like,
look of confusion.
Trust me, I had the same look of confusion on my face.
I mean, sometimes you get too much money. I mean, you really do.
This is why you can't give rednecks money.
Exactly. That was her addition. My addition was a bowling alley.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, but that's fine.
I don't understand.
I get that.
Did you get the bowling alley?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Who was talking to us about the slide? Who were we talking to the other day?
The slide.
Yeah, the big water slide out in the back.
There's that.
Gonna have a hole.
You have a water slide in the backyard?
Oh no, yeah, dude, that's like a water park.
It's like a 65-foot water slide in our pool.
What?
Yeah, it's stupid. So
no, that's awesome.
But you know,
that's like
we started
Silver Spoon Kid type stuff.
We started building our house, and it was like, okay, well, we can do this and do that, and then it kind of grew a little bit. Like this room got bigger, and that room got bigger. Well, the next thing you know, we had to put our pool out there, and they were like, well, if you put the pool you want to, it's going to look like a mud puddle behind the house, you know, and. So they were like, to do it to scale, it needs to be this big. And I'm like, oh, my God. So now it looks like Nashville Shores out there. You know what I mean?
They upcharge you. They pack you up.
But it's got a wave pool.
I don't ever play.
Cabana boy.
Like, it's got a tiki bar and swim-up bar. It's ridiculous. But it was fun.
Tyler Farr.
T-Farr, yeah.
He was talking about – he was like – He goes, yeah, man, this house. Yeah,
now, do the voice. Like, oh. Do the voice.
Did you know I used to think, for the longest time, I thought that was an act.
No, no.
I thought he did that because he was country, quote unquote. And so I felt that he was doing the thing. And I would ask him, I'd be like.
Oh, that's it.
That's really.
That is his. That's
every
his
day he wakes up, that's how he sounds.
That's how he sounds.
I imagine actually early in the morning when he first wakes up, he sounds like a normal person.
No.
Clears his throat and goes,
all right.
That would ruin his career, though, if that were to happen, if he didn't sound like him.
I guess so. I just wish he would walk around with subtitles underneath them so I could understand what he's saying half like, the time.
Subtitle shirt. You should be in the studio cutting an album with him. Like, what did you just say? Sing it again.
Have you told Brittany what you want for Christmas? Have you dropped a hint?
Not really. I don't. You know, I'm that guy, man. I really like. I don't need anything. I'm pretty simple.
If you need it, you get it.
Right. If I want something or need it, I just go get it. And so there's really nothing I want. And I hate one thing. I hate is like don't. I tell people like don't buy me something just to get me a gift. Like I don't need anything.
So at Christmas, will you be opening any gifts?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, she'll get stuff, and you know, she'll get things, and she's pretty good at getting things that like I wouldn't think of, you know, that I think are cool. So she'll do great, but you know, it's just hard for me. It's like, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Like I really don't want anything.
Guns, more guns.
No, I don't need that. I got.
How many guns do you think you own?
A lot. I mean, but you know,
as many guns as she has wine bottles.
Yeah. But you know, it's
50,
like
100,
but no, I would say probably, I don't know. 30 maybe.
Oh, okay.
But most of them, you know, we have a hunting company, we deer hunt. And so most of them are like deer hunting rifles, like sponsors that we have, and they'll send stuff.
Oh,
and,
right.
You know, shotguns for turkey season and that kind of stuff.
We need to get sponsored by a hunting company.
Gotta get in on that.
So
what are you going to get her?
I don't know. I literally have not bought one thing for Christmas yet. And what are we, a month away, you know? So.
So now, will you order it online?
Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Next day, sometimes even in an hour.
You can't go out and buy stuff.
You can. I mean,
But people hassle you and...
Well, Christmas time's the worst just because the mall's so packed, you know? And so, like, typically if I were to go to the mall, I go at, like, 10, 11 o'clock and, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning when hardly anybody's there.
Yeah.
So I just kind of go and... do what I need to do. But anymore, I mean, Amazon Prime is like,
gets
that's
right
the thing,
you.
Man. You just get whatever you need. It's easy to find.
Because we do the Walmart thing, too. Not only we do Amazon, we do the online shopping with Walmart. We shop with all of them.
Well, it's like versus going and seeing if they got it. Maybe they're sold out. Maybe, you know, now you just know exactly what you want.
That sounds so terrible because, I mean, that's part of... you know, the community, as far as that goes, you have people that are, you need that tax money to roll through
right.
And the sales tax and all that kind of stuff. And I do see that we're going to get to a point where local businesses are going to suffer.
You know what? Somebody's got to drive that Amazon Prime truck. Mm.
And a lot of those local things that are being done are local businesses.
Amazon. That's their thing they're doing.
Yeah, it's true.
You're buying stuff that's made locally, so it's fine.
Well, and I think too, I mean, there's always going to be, you know, reasons. I mean, people love the atmosphere of going to the mall and being around that Christmas thing.
And
we even do that too. But it's just, if there's a specific thing you need, you know, it's like, we go to the mall to like browse and go, oh, that looks cool. You know, it's kind of like an impulse thing. But like, if there's something you really need versus going 100 different places trying to find it, you just order it, boom, it's there in 2 days.
I didn't want to say this. I was going to say, but I'll tell you. But we have a gift for you. It's a pancake bot. And it is a... It is. It's a machine.
Are we giving away the pancake pot?
No, I already gave that away.
I feel like this is something. Yeah, I was going to say, dude, I feel like this is something you guys don't want.
So Bubba comes in, and he's like, dude, I am going to own a pancake bot. I'm like, what is that?
There's something I get in Kickstarter, and I find these weird little inventions, and I start funding them so I can get them because they're cool. It's a printer. You basically, you take a picture of Jason Aldean's face, you hit print, and it prints it in pancake.
It's an edible. It's a pancake with your face.
Yeah, it's a pancake, and it prints it out, and it's you. Or you could do your logo. And I'm like, people would love for that. Like, Jason Aldean comes in. He could have breakfast with us, and it's his logo, or he's eating his face or anything. It's fun. And they're like, oh, this is the dumbest thing ever.
It was the dumbest idea. And what made it worse was it cost like, what was it?
I don't remember.
Like $150.
You remember.
It was too much.
I don't remember.
He remembers.
Yeah. And it didn't look right.
He'll remember when we get off the air.
Oh, it was... Gosh. It was a failure. But
first time we tried it, he actually did it when Luke came in one time, and I'm not kidding. It looked like George Jetson. It did not look like
Luke Bryan.
It's you. He's like,
it's more like Luke Combs. Oh, I'm just joking. This is awful.
that was bad.
I know. Dude, congrats on the album.
Thank you, man.
We suggest that you go get it. It's called Nine. Go and support Jason. He has a water park to build and a monorail that he's putting around the property.
What's the next big thing? So you got all the hunting stuff going on. What's like in your future? Are you working on some kind of project right now?
Well, we just opened our restaurant here in town. Speaking of Luke, Luke Bryan and myself and Adam LaRoche, who former baseball player, we opened E3 Chop House here in Nashville, steakhouse, and so that's kind of what we've been working on for the last, I don't know, probably a year and a half, and we just opened a couple weeks ago. So
how much are you involved in that, like, as far as
a lot? I mean, everything from the designing to, you know, the kitchen
menu and
everything.
Do you go in just randomly and critique like the meat? That cut looks wrong.
Well, we ate there, you know, quite a few times before we opened to give everybody like a chance to, it was kind of a taste testing for us, and also to kind of see what everything was about, what we'd like, what we didn't like. And so, I mean, it's, you know, it's rocking, man. It's really, really good. And, you know, that was the thing. I mean, if Luke and I were, especially Luke and I here in Nashville, if we were going to put our name on something, we wanted it to be, you know, high end and really well done. And so it's really good, man. It's something we're proud of. And just like I said, just opened a couple weeks ago. So
congrats.
That's what we're working on. Yeah.
Well, before you go, we do want to give you an early Christmas gift. This is one of our Big D and Bubba handmade candles.
Yeah.
And
my wife is a candle like freak.
Yeah.
So, I think that is that the Christmas scent. Right,
yeah,
there?
I think so.
My nose has stopped up, but I think so.
It is. Just say it is.
It smells like cedar.
That's exactly what you want.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for Christmas presents, you can find Big D and Bubba handmade candles our website shop.bigdandbubba.com.
Who actually handmade them?
Me. I make all these candles.
All these
really?
Really? Mason jars and all that?
Hey, grab this one right in front of him, Patrick.
This
one? No, one's not lit.
Oh,
the big one right there. So Bubba loves this. This is that's pipe. Tobacco. I forgot. You can't smell.
It's vaguely. I can vaguely smell.
Rub your finger on the wax and then just have someone smell it for you. Hey, smell my finger.
Rub my finger on it, stick it up my nose. And see if
but you can't have that one. You can have the other. Dude, have a great holiday and Christmas, and congrats on the album. It's huge, and we're excited for you. And
thank
everything's
you,
going on with you, man. You got stuff happening.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me. Always fun to be here.
Jason Aldean, the album is called Nine.